A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
So this time round, a delve into the Regent Theatre in Hanley-Stoke-on-Trent. Join the audio-described performance of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which took place on the 23rd of October at 2pm. Share a little insight on the show, theatre venue access, and preview what's coming up next at the venue. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is currently in the middle of its UK tour and delighting audiences all over the country with this reimagining theatrical presentation of the much-loved hit movie from the 1960s. And this is very much the case at the Regent Theatre in Hanley-Stoke-on-Trent, part of the ATG Group. The promotional material for the production states, based on Ian Fleming's timeless story for children and later made into the famous 1968 film, in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang we meet absent-minded inventor Potts, who restores a broken-down old racing car with the help of his children Jemima and Jeremy. Soon the family discover the car has magical powers, and along with the delectable Truly Scrumptious and Grandpa Potts, they end up on a fantastical adventure to far-off lands. Their heartwarming journey makes Chitty Chitty Bang Bang a fun-filled hit for all the family. Yeah, the promotional material ends there, and there wasn't a touch tour for Chitty at the Regent, which was a real shame, as there was such a large group there from the Stoke-on-Trent Macular Society in attendance who would have really benefited from this to make the content more accessible. So with the numbers and other patrons, there were over 30 for this performance, which was amazing. The show is a visual affair. As you take your seats, a large blue screen conceals the stage with the text Chitty Chitty Bang Bang across the middle against a blue sky background. With a metallic frame made out of car parts with spinning elements around it and LED lights in different colours that flicker and pulsate throughout. As the show starts and the curtain dissolves, we're transported to different locations, including Potts's workshop full of lots of contraptions and lab-style equipment, a sweet factory, children's bedroom, and various places in Bulgaria, including the Baron's Palace and the Toymaker's Workshop, that are brought to life with various props and swing sets, and lots of trunks and boxes that make up different elements. Miniatures are also used to illustrate Grandpa's tiny outhouse being spirited away by a hot air balloon and Chitty racing across the stage. Of course, the visual star of the show is the actual car that we experience in its full glory, with shiny metallic elements and polished wooden panels, with bright headlights. Then it moves around the stage on a colourful inflatable platform, and at the end of Acts 1 and 2 rises off the stage and floats and spins in midair. The show is brought to life by an impressive ensemble who deliver strong performances and lots of comedic moments, especially from characters Boris and Goran, played by Adam Stafford and Michael Joseph. Martin Callahan as the Baron was wonderfully camp and a joy to watch, with the Vivian delivering an interestingly eerie, creepy turn as the child catcher. It's a shame that the lead role of the younger Potts, usually played by Adam Garcia, was understudied on this occasion by Callum Train. And although he really did have a great singing voice, he was a little too young acting and lacking gravitas to be convincing as the children's inventor father. But Truly Scrumptious actress Ali Nunn helped elevate those moments with a fantastic performance. It's a very much a fun show with great songs, dancing and funny moments, and it moves fast like a roller coaster and keeps you engaged to the very end. The audio description from Anne Hornsby of Mind's Eye was delightful, with confident narration throughout, illustrating all the action and drama unfolding on stage in a very engaging manner, like a friend in your ear, through the Sennheiser infrared headsets provided from box office staff. Please make sure for future performances that you don't sit too far back or on the very far end aisles, as you may struggle getting a good reception from the infrared radiators, which send a signal to the headsets. I suggest a middle aisle seat up to row K to maintain a strong connection. Chitty is continuing on tour and will be visiting some other great locations and venues throughout the country that includes audio-described performances. The AD performance at the Curve in Leicester will be on Saturday the 9th of November at 2pm with a touch tour at 12:30pm. It will be on at Sheffield Lyceum on Thursday the 27th of February 2025 at 7pm and at the Birmingham Hippodrome on Saturday the 8th of March at 2pm. Touch tours at Sheffield and Birmingham Hippodrome are to be confirmed. For more information on the tour and dates and how to book, you can visit or Google chittyontour.com. The Regent Theatre is a lovely venue to visit with lots of spacious areas, lift access, where there are steps, accessible toilets on all levels, and a welcoming front of house staff that will assist in any way you need, from guiding you to a seat, looking after a guide dog, answering your questions, or bringing you refreshments. If you ever need help or wish to give feedback, always speak to a member of the team. Audio Describe performances coming up at the Regent Theatre in Hanley-Stoke-on-Trent are Only Fools and Horses the Musical on Wednesday the 4th of December at 2:30pm and Family Panto with Jonathan Wilkes on Thursday the 19th of December at 7pm with touch tours to be confirmed. And you can book tickets by calling the access line, and that is 0333 009, and then that's 53 99. And just to mention that the pantomime is going to be Dick Whittington this year. To find out what else has been audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindsidedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, accessible screenings, uk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online. And you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.